Thank you.
Hooray.
Hooray. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Thank You for Being a Podcast. We are the Golden Girls podcast, in which we watch an episode of the Golden Girls, and then we dissect it scene by scene. I'm Anthony DeSimito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And today, we have a very awesome guest, loved to death, so glad you're here, the very funny Flip Schultz.
Be Arthur. Hi, it's me, Be Arthur.
Be Arthur.
Rose!
Be Arthur now has taken over Flip's body.
I am channeling Be Arthur today. Silly putty, Rose!
Silly putty! That's what transgendered penises are made of, apparently, as we will find out.
That's what science tells us.
Yes. Caitlyn Jenner has a...
silly putty vagina.
Raised important questions that many people have today.
If Caitlyn Jenner lies naked on a newspaper, you could read the comic strip on her vagina.
You have to, like, peel it back.
Yes, you peel back
a little layer. It's a fun game!
You're like, ooh, family circus.
Hey, who wants to read a little bit of Charles Schultz? Just pull out my clit and you can read it.
Can I say that on here, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
We've already said, fuck.
Oh. But Caitlyn Jenner, silly putty clit. Has anybody said that yet?
No one. We're the first. Yes.
Pioneers.
We broke the mold.
The silly putty mold.
The mold of the putty. Flip, thank you so much for being here. We're so happy to have you.
Oh, no problem, man.
So we always start by asking our guest, what is their Golden Girls background, if any? How has Golden Girls shaped or destroyed your life?
Those Golden Girls shaped my life.
I was lost until I discovered the Golden Girls. I was a drug addict. No.
I love the Golden Girls. You know, I'm older than both of you, I'm sure. So I'm a product of the 80s, so I was there when it was on for the first time, and I used to watch it as a kid, and I loved it.
Nice.
So, yeah, I always thought the Golden Girls was one of the better sitcoms, just because all four actresses were so good with their comedic timing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, Bea Arthur especially just knows how to hold the look, you know, that slow burn, that just, like, look and little turn of the head. And it's almost like Jack Benny. She can get laughs in silence.
Yeah, she's not afraid to own that silence.
Exactly.
Which is scary.
Yeah.
For me.
Scary for a lot of, you know, a lot of... people who are afraid of silence would not allow that to happen, but she knew to, like I said, how to control it. So yeah, the whole show was, I've always been a fan of it. So
nice. Yeah. And so today we watched an awesome episode. It was out of control. It was season 3, episode 7. It was titled Strange Bedfellows.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say strange. And as we find out at the end, the original air date was actually November 7th, 1987.
Oh.
28 years ago today.
To the day. Oh, wow.
To the day. In last
1987, you say?
Yeah.
So wait, so that was also 3 days before my 13th birthday.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Oh, happy early birthday!
Thank you.
Yay!
Yay.
So, Genevieve, as we do with every episode, Genevieve will do a brief synopsis of the episode for the viewer who did not get to watch it with us.
All right. So it's close to election day. So it's an election day episode. So the ladies are helping to elect Gil Kessler to Miami City Council, and they throw him a rally, and there's literally a dozen people there.
He's very popular.
2 days before he's supposed to be elected. And Blanche has to take a folder to him that he left behind, and it turns out that she causes a press scandal over the city councilman that literally dozens of people
give a shit about.
Yeah. And basically, let's see, Sophia does not trust him from the start, says something is up with him.
Yeah.
And turns out something is. And we'll talk about that in the episode.
Yeah, something's wrong with him, definitely, as Sophia puts it.
And the episode does not dispute that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and so we go...
That was very impressive. You did that without looking at notes. It was all for memorization.
Yeah. totally. I know. Yeah. I'm like, notes, notes.
And Genevieve is just like, and here's what happened next. And here's what happened.
I think part of it was that I was like, I'm going to tease part of that. That...
Oh, man. Okay, so we start off at that said party. It was like a... They have a couple parties for him, but this is the first one for Gil Kessler. He starts off by giving like a speech. He's very, actually, it starts out with like zoomed into his like poster, which is like this really overexposed, like very simple sketch of his face, just like kind of frowning. He's like, not even smile, like. Like posters, you know, election posters, you're supposed to smile. He's just like...
Or look stoic. He looked like...
Yeah.
Like
he was it a stoic look?
Maybe he was trying to go for stoic, but I think this actor's natural face just kind of sags, so...
Yeah, he's very jowly.
Very jowly.
Yeah. He reminded me of, like, if a rock person became a human. I don't know. Like, you know, like the rock. Okay, like
a
the rock
person.
Well, like remember the rock from Neverending Story?
The
like,
rock eater.
Yes, you know, yes.
I'm a Ryan Rock. Like
Noah would be something. This was a nothing.
Yeah.
Yay.
But the actual quote from Neverending Story. Yes. Or like the volcano from the Pixar short. You know, like that
lava.
Yeah. Like he looked. I don't know. Like, I don't know how... Okay, spoiler alert, guys. But he was a woman at the end. He was a woman at first. And so he's a transgendered man. And so I was just so confused as to how that happened.
How did he look as a woman? He must have been an awful looking woman.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, that's the look you went with for this dude. Okay, maybe, like, because he's not an attractive man.
Maybe he's...
He's got a quality. Like, I mean, I don't know. I can more... see it. But, like, I was like, I don't think anyone would choose to look that way. I think that's very...
Right.
Well, you know, it's interesting.
Maybe I'm being judgy.
I think in late 80s, early 90s, they tried to do a revamp of the Munsters. Mm-hmm. I forgot what they called it, like the new Munsters or whatever. But he played the Frankenstein dad in the new version.
Oh, wow.
So he has that kind of monstrous look to him.
Yeah. So they're like, we need to pick someone that no one would think is a woman, but possibly a monster.
Right.
Because he was like balding, like from like the top of his head. And I was like, I don't know how that would happen if you're, you know, naturally got these... woman things inside of you, genes inside of you.
Well, you have to take like testosterone, and I think that like causes
that will cause balding.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is a good question, though. I don't know. Like,
I think we're overanalyzing this episode of the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if we've even started
analyzing it. Okay. So he's so bland, and like there's maybe 10 people at this party supporting her, and Sophia's she's like. She keeps calling him out on shit. Like, he's like, oh, my election slogan is vote for Gil Kessler. And then Sophia's like, you call that a slogan? And, like, Dorothy has to, like, grab her by the arm and take her into the other room and be like, calm down. Stay in this kitchen. And she's like, you can't leave the kitchen. Like, she can't even... go to her room.
I don't know, but Sophia had a good point. That is a shitty slogan.
No, she did. Yeah. And then
that's like just a call to action. That's not a slogan.
And if the Golden Girls are campaign managers, shouldn't they say something about that? Like, they just like let him, whatever.
Were they campaign managers or just supporters?
Supporters. No, his campaign manager was this old dude that stood behind him.
Right, at the press conference.
Yeah, the press conference. You're right.
I also like how Sophia said, who am I, Alf? Like, there are so many 80s references in this episode.
They're stacked up. Oh, my God.
My Alf over here? They all have these one-liners, like they're old Jewish comics. But am I Alf over here? My little hairy thing?
My little hairy thing with a snout?
What? You have a cat I can eat?
And so... yeah, Sophia, I think she can sniff out his vagina or something because she's like, she fucking... She's like, I know this. I know something's wrong. Like,
can she sniff out his vagina? I'm sorry. Was, that's not the line of the show right now.
That wasn't a line in the show.
Dorothy, something smells fishy.
I know a penis when I can smell one. I don't smell
a penis on him.
She's at penis height with him, so maybe she's
She is at penis height.
She is crotch height.
She's it's not happening in there. So then like
she's like, there's a disparity.
Something's not smelling right here. But then the party's gone, and like the 10 people left, and there's like dishes piled up. Like there were not that many people there. They spent 10 minutes piling up those dishes. And then Gil takes off, and then he left behind a folder. And Dorothy's like, well, take this folder to his house, Blanche. And Blanche is like, okay. But they better reimburse me, whatever, for money, whatever. So she goes to, she takes off to give, like, just a folder. I don't even know
Wait,
how...
Can we also point at the fact that Dorothy was dressed like a Star Trek gypsy?
Yes.
I don't know why they always dress B. Arthur in these god-awful, bright, pastel, loose-fitting, like, scarves.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Caf-cans.
Yeah,
It's basically it's like maternity clothing, basically. Yeah. Like, it's always...
But, like, turn... inside, like, backward, worn backwards or weird, just something.
Yeah, like, it's just like she just like wore her maternity clothes. Like, she just, like, when she got pregnant, she wore her clothes. She goes, this is my look now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just going to keep doing this.
She always has like brooches and these earrings that match. She's like a walking tchotchke. Like a garage sale just threw up on her. And that's a good wardrobe, B. Yeah. Go with that.
Clifton Gray had this theory, like, backstage in the dressing room. They had, like, they put her on a conveyor belt and just, like, draped stuff on her. Like, and just, like, these machines just covered her up.
Yeah, I think Mike Malone said that her outfits looked erected.
Erected?
The way the Gil Kessler was trying to get erected to the city council.
Exactly.
He was trying to get erected the whole episode, but he couldn't. Oh, man. Okay, so, he does say something. Gil says, my wife is out of town this week. Your wife is out of town, like, the most important week of your, like, probably 4 years of your career. I don't know how long he's been elected. Was he already elected and he was running for re-election?
I don't know, because later on when Blanche visits him, he's in some kind of office. I don't know if that was a campaign office or if that was his, like, office.
Maybe he's a lawyer. I don't know. On the side, a lot of...
On the side. That's a side gig, is lawyer.
side something I do on the side.
I'm on the other end.
You know, I moonlight as a lawyer.
He's got to be an awful lawyer too. If he's, Your Honor, I don't think my client did it.
Yeah.
But am I just a wimp?
I'm just a wimp.
Maybe he goes for the monster thing. Like, if you don't free him, I will eat you. I am Gil Kessler.
I am a rock man.
I am a rock man.
I'd say the monster strategy is probably pretty good for law.
Yeah.
Did not go to law school, but I
would
gotta
watch
say.
That. Monster lawyer? I would watch that in a heartbeat.
This monster week, lawyer.
Monster lawyer. CSI, monster lawyer.
Law and Order, monster lawyer.
Oh, my God.
He really is a dick wolf.
Iced tea is also in that one.
Yeah, why don't you come over
himself.
Here, Mark the lawyer?
or a mummy, I don't know.
Oh my gosh, someone please make this show.
he takes off, and Rose is like, no, Blanche takes off to deliver the folder, and then that's the last we see of her. Cut to the next morning, and Sophia's got the newspaper, and she's like, oh boy, oh, this is good. This is good.
They get so many newspapers. They must have.
She had a lot of newspapers in this episode.
She had four daily papers.
She had four daily.
Four daily. So this is the next day too, running the scandal. Like someone must have wrote. We're gonna get into this.
Somebody was writing this at 2 a.m. Like
exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And knew that there was a press conference later that day.
Yeah, like this is not how news works, by the way. Not in 1987.
Yeah, and then and then when they look at the picture, they were like, it was just like a photo of them outside of his house. They weren't even kissing.
We should probably back up and explain that there's a news article about Blanche.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
And this and by the way, you want to know why Sophia had so many papers?
Yes.
You know how Dorothy kept her in the kitchen? Sophia doesn't have her own bathroom, so they lay out newspapers for her to shit on. So that's why she had so many.
Here. Ma, you shit in the garage. Now lay down all the papers.
Ma, you cannot leave this garage.
Ma. You shit on the Herald like everybody else.
You will see all these four dailies.
She needed to take a dump, and that's why she went out there to get a newspaper.
Dorothy, I was shitting on the lawn, and I saw the paper.
And so, but before that, Rose is like hammering bird feeders. No, she's making bird feeders. Yeah, I forgot about that. And then,
how can we forget?
I'm sorry. Dorothy's doesn't even say anything. And I don't think she has any lines in that scene. She just looks at her.
She just has rage.
Yeah, rage in her eyes. And Rose just says,
and hate in her heart.
Yeah, Rose just destroys her own bird feeder before Dorothy could. She was that.
Rose was gonna make bird feeders for all dozen of Gil's
12 bird feeders.
Was she going to just make bird feeders for everybody in Miami and just send them out?
Yeah. She's like, here's something that typically goes in your backyard that no one else can see.
Right. She was going to fashion
That's going to be the branding for this candidate.
Would that turn an election, you think? Yes. I don't know anything about the city councilman, but he gave me a fucking bird feeder.
Those Miami people are so easily influenced.
Well, I'm from South Florida, and I can tell you, bird feeders go a long way. Yeah. You know?
If some candidate gave all of his supporters bird feeders, especially like all the candidates that are old and like probably his voters, like I feel like it would turn their favor, but
right.
Probably 2 days before an election is not the time to start building a bunch of bird feeders.
And by yourself.
By yourself and on a coffee table.
I know. She's going to destroy that.
I mean, they have a lanai. She couldn't do it on the lanai.
I know, right?
Where people couldn't hear you sleep. Well, maybe they could hear her banging outside, but it's still less loud than in the house.
Yeah.
It's not a well thought out plan.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And so they're bewildered. Blanche has to tell them, I didn't do it. And they believe her. They're like, all right, sure.
We have not gotten into the story. We've not described the story.
Oh, sorry. Do you want to describe it?
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. So basically, there's a news article that an unidentified woman was seen coming out of Gil Kessler's house. And basically the papers have assumed that he's having an affair because it was very late at night.
Because a woman and a man cannot stand outside their house without cheating in the 80s.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And what I didn't get is, why is the paparazzi, in a bush outside of his house? Like, if he's such a wimp, who, someone tipped them off? You know, was it Dorothy? She was like,
I bet it was Dorothy.
But yeah, Dorothy's like, interesting.
Yeah. This guy needs more publicity.
Oh, I know, right? And she was like,
I'm going to send this slutty woman in a red dress.
Dorothy took the folder out of his briefcase.
Oh. Oh my God. Oh.
We're Agatha Christie over here.
I still want to know who gives
the Agatha Christie reference in the show.
Why does, like I said, I'm from Florida, and Miami is a very big town. Miami is a big, hip town. Who would give a shit about a city councilman in four different newspapers? That's always been my, like, watching this episode, I'm like, why do they give a, if it's a mayor or even, you know, like a high-ranking art dealer or something, but it's a fucking city councilman.
Right, and it's like just, it's probably just their county. Like it's not
even the whole city of Miami. Yeah.
Right? Like,
it's
just
the city of Miami.
You know, this show is bullshit. Can bullshit. I just want to be on record saying Golden Girls has lost all credibility with reality with me.
Someone is very concerned about zoning ordinances. And
no, he's an honest man, guys. He's a civic leader.
He's a civic
leader. He will lead us into the next world.
He is going to get more parking meters put on Biscayne Boulevard.
He is
to get more money so we can have a library.
We need a monster lawyer in the city council. Oh, this
monster
city council.
Lawyer.
Monster. It's like Ally McBeal, but just went with a monster with instead. Half the scenes are in the women's restroom. But it turns into before he's a man though. Whoa. Okay, so
Ally McSqueal. I don't know. I was trying to think of a monster word.
Ally Mc.
Elmo McBeal.
Elmo McBeal.
Elmo was a monster. That's it.
Yeah, Elmo is a monster. Elmo is a,
yeah, okay. Oh, so Elmo McBeal, the cutest monster lawyer.
Elmo McBeal, not hungry.
The jury's just like, aww, he's a lawyer.
Who would win the case between Elmo McBeal and Monster Lawyer?
Oh my God.
I think Elmo would win.
I think Elmo McBeal would win.
He would get Bill Cosby off, definitely. So we were talking about Bill Cosby earlier. This is not, I feel like.
It's, Elmo McBeal, I need you to get me off. Because that was the thing of the drink and right in the rape was I peak.
Bill Cosby, did you rape the girl?
I did not rape them, but I did put the thing in the thing, and then my thing might have slipped into the thing. Elmo McBeal, make sure Monster Lawyer does not put Cosby in the jail.
I'll get you off.
All right, we gotta
get sidetracked.
We're getting so into this. Okay. Elmo McBeal. Okay, so... So then, the girls, first they call her out, like, oh, you fucked them. She's like, no, believe me, I didn't. And then they're like, and then Blanche wants to call the press and say, I didn't do it, which is a good idea. And then Dorothy, who could be behind all of this, is like, there's a press conference later, wait. And then she's like, you're right.
A press conference she was not invited to or privy to or contacted about.
Yeah, and if Blanche had gone, they're so involved in his campaign, they have gone to the press conference.
They should have
gone there? Yeah.
And then been like, oh, fuck no, I did not fuck you. You know, like... But, okay.
Yes, that's how that works.
That was a great Blanche impression, by the way. That was amazing. That was a on-the-mark group. Rue McClanahan right there.
I know, thank you. I do declare, I did not sleep with you, sir. There you go.
No, she did not, baby.
Sorry.
I am Monster Lawyer. I don't know, that's my impression.
Right. And here's another thing, too.
I loved it.
Because at one point, the you know, the Gil Kessler said, well, it's true, I did have an affair with her.
Yeah.
And they said, well, what's her name? And he goes, well, I can't say that. And they said, well, we have it on authority that it's Blanche Devereaux. And then he just looks in the camera and goes, well, sorry, Blanche.
Yes.
As opposed to saying, I can't say whose name it was.
Right.
Why couldn't he... Why did he have to go, okay, you got me. It was.
He could have said, no, it wasn't her.
It could have said, it wasn't her, right. Or I have no comment about anything.
But he's a wimp, and he's also a monster. And doesn't know emotions.
Blanche. And if they knew it was Blanche, why weren't they at her door at that point?
Right.
Knocking, you know.
Yeah, they had to wait. They wanted to confirm, like...
With Monster Lawyer.
With Monster Lawyer. That was
Blanche.
This press conference was driving me nuts. It's like, okay, they don't shoot the press conference, like, before it starts and behind the journalist.
And also...
Where you can see all the journalists.
Right.
And you, like, name them. Where you can, like... They're like, just chit-chatting. What was that?
Yeah, and where is this airing? Is this breaking into, like, regular daytime programming?
There was no, like... There were no lower thirds or... It was in a network, you know? It was just, like...
It was public access, channel 1387. Which is what Blanche and Dorothy watch all the time.
But millions of people were watching this,
millions
according
of people
to
were watching the city councilman press conference.
And then the microphone was like...
Oh.
Like, what the... It was like flying in the front
of
his face.
It was like a boom mic, right? Like,
yeah.
Monster lawyer need microphone
no,
close to face.
I didn't talk to the Sennheiser. But it was... Yeah, like, this press conference was driving me nuts. And so then he says, then they all get on Blanche's case. You lied to us. They're just being really no mercy. No mercy for Blanche.
She gets slut shamed a lot.
Yeah.
In this episode and kind of right away.
Yeah, she gets
slut
shamed.
Well, she's a slut. That's her character. It's Blanche the slut.
But then there's been an episode where Dorothy is fucking a married guy, like, and knowingly does this. I mean, they've all done shit kind of borderline really as bad as this, you know. Going into the history of Golden Girls is just like they're just being kind of hypocritical and just super rude to her. Anyway, sorry guys.
They're super judgy. What if she did sleep with him?
And so, yeah.
Why is that shocking you now at this point?
Yeah,
and it's helping his career. Like, they should be happy. Her vagina is finally coming to good use for the good of the people of Miami.
You have me at her vagina's coming.
Her vagina, just like her vagina is helping the city of Miami. We present the key to the city of Miami to Blanche's vagina for finally doing something good. And then Blanche's vagina is like, thank you very much.
Maybe I just think vagina's talking queefs. I don't know. In queefs. I don't know. That's what I assume.
I just imagine there's eyelashes batting.
Eyelashes batting.
Side note. With my wife, Allison, when we first were dating, I used to give her vagina the voice of an old black woman.
Hey, Rufus, where you at, motherfucker?
Did you move it?
Come over here, baby.
Hey, come over here, baby. I miss you.
Mm-hmm. Look, there's a chicken over here. Come on over.
Start. Maybe Blanche's vagina has a little southern accent.
Why, Dorothy?
I did not sleep with that man.
What
if
Dorothy?
It's like Colonel
well, you did
Sanders?
Sleep with her.
We're sorry.
Yes.
Try my $5 Philip. I don't know why I'm actually doing this with my fingers. Nobody can see
me.
Listeners, the finger action's going on.
Yes,
here.
As an improviser, I'm very much into space work. So
yeah,
come in, motherfucker.
It would be like I don't know. I've never really done a vagina thingy, you know. Or
I believe that.
I've done it with a penis, like the tip of the penis head, and I made it talk like I'm a penis head. Yeah.
Was it Lil Wayne?
Yeah. I'm a penis head.
Well, this episode just took some weird turn, didn't it? I'm sorry. That was my fault. I'm the one that brought that up.
It's all right.
Sorry, I've never made any genitals talk.
Well, you have got to get on the bandwagon.
I know, you guys convinced me.
There, it's so much fun. Because they just look at you like you're insane.
Look out, Jeff.
Look out, Jeff. Your Peter's going to talk.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
So Blanche goes...
Thank you.
Ahead of yourself. Blanche goes to the headquarters of Jill Kessler, because, and they're booming. There are people faxing things.
Well, you gotta remember now, before we got there, Rose and Dorothy were like, you lied, because they believed her at first. Uh-huh. But then when Gil came and said it was true, they said, Blanche, you're a whore and you're a liar, and we don't believe you.
They spent 5 minutes in that kitchen just saying, you're a liar, we're not friends anymore.
We're not friends.
You fucked up royally this time.
Friendship really didn't have much of a foundation if that's what's going to rip the friendship apart.
We're still living in this house that you own. Yeah. Your name's on the deed.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're not going to talk to you.
Get the fuck out, you old cunts, you know?
it's gone to that point sometimes where they're like, Dorothy's like leaving and they're fighting over a guy. It just really shallow, surfaced issues.
Aren't they all in menopause too? Shouldn't...
I think technically they all are now, because they had a menopause episode for Blanche.
Oh, I remember that one. Yeah.
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 She thought she was
pregnant. How can we ever forget?
Never forget Blanche's menopause.
It's like 9/11. Where were you when Blanche had her menopause
her
moment?
Her non-bleeding? Is that what you call it? The non...
I think they call it the change.
Don't call it that.
The non-bleeding. I'm not bleeding today. I don't know how it works, like I said.
The change also sounds bad, because it also sounds like a werewolf, but that's somehow better.
No, the werewolf thing is cool.
Yeah. This is the third episode in a row we've brought up werewolves, by the way.
There's a third werewolf episode.
Oh.
Congrats! Balloons falling from the ceiling!
First Elmo McBeal, though. I hope that comes back.
Yes.
So she goes into his office. This poor young woman tries to stop Blanche, but she's like, I fucking eat bitches like you. And she doesn't say that, but she's like, literally pushes her out of the way and goes in there. And Gil is like, calm and collected. Like, he's like, I'm like making, he's pulling the heartstrings to get her to look at things his way. He's like, he says, I've been... All my life, people have seen through me, and I've been a man that has... He literally says, like I've been, an invisible man, which I'm like, no, you haven't. You've been...
You're a monster.
You've been a monster. You've been a woman, or... I don't know. It was kind of... It bothered me, because he was like... He kept saying things like, and then I knew there was a good man inside of me, and that's why I got into politics. And then he was like, I was a little boy. I don't know. He didn't say I was a little boy, but he was like, when I was younger, the kids didn't know who I was, and I was a... So, like, I'm trying to connect this with him being transgendered, and I'm like, if you are, like, transgendered, people will look at you. Like, if you're, like, wearing dude's clothes, like, you... And you're a little girl, like, you're gonna stand out, you know? I don't know. Does it check out? Am I going crazy?
No, yeah. He basically just... I don't know. It kind of checked out.
Yeah. So he's like, every time school started, people thought I was in a new town. And that I was new in town. Because they didn't see him or recognize him.
Right. He wasn't memorable.
Memorable. And so when he's lying, that's when he lied, when he cheated, that's when...
He got attention and people started listening to him.
Right. And then I'm like, where's his wife? Where?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's still out of town.
Doesn't she get the Miami Post wherever she is?
Was she not one of the millions of viewers watching?
He's probably not even married.
Is it a lie?
He's probably not even married.
He probably puts on like a wig, and then he goes out
as his wife.
He's just at dinner and he goes to the bathroom, like Miss Doubtfire. Yeah. Like,
What happened to Mrs. Monster Lawyer?
She had go pee pee.
Oh, man. Okay, and so then Blanche is like, well, you need to... Then she sort of stops being mad at him, and she's like, well, you need to be honest. What's more important is that you're honest, so you can be a great councilman to lead us. And then she takes off. You know, she sort of lie shames him. Yeah, lie, is that a thing now?
Lie shaming.
Lie shame.
Yeah. And so the next scene, they're at the headquarters again, but this time is election night eve. I think it's 24 hours before they find out it's the election night.
Right.
And then they find out 24 hours later because they have to vote, right? I mean, count the votes and stuff. And so everyone's drinking punch, having a day, and like whispering about Blanche and how she's a slut. And like, then Blanche comes in and she's like followed by paparazzi. Like, they just can't get enough of this woman. Like, Miami, yeah, other things are happening. There's other news.
Yeah, we all watch. Florida is in the news a lot. There's Gators do a lot down there.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah.
There's definitely more interesting things than the city councilman who might have fucked an old broad.
Right.
Yeah.
And then in Parks and Rec, they like when Leslie Knope was running for it. Like TV shows do this. Like it'll be a small town election and everyone's into it. Like everyone is just up in arms about what's happening, and like in real life people don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
well, not in Miami. In small towns maybe if there's a little scandal, like, but that. In Miami it's...
Can any of you guys name your city council person or a city council person?
Jeffrey Mockenberg, Brenda Kuchner, Joshua Shondo.
Wow.
I'm making this shit up. This isn't bad, though. These are good names. Carl
Elmo
Kapowski,
McBeal.
Elmo McBeal. Monster Lawyer.
And the Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
And the Beatles.
Holy shit.
Somebody's getting the Cosby call right now.
Is that Bill Cosby?
Drink your drink. Come on over.
How do you stop people from calling you? Okay, I'll just like, all right.
Take away their credit card.
I knew Sarah Pressler when I lived in Flagstaff because I got drunk with her once, and she was.
See, that's like Flagstaff City Council.
Yeah, it's a small town City Council, and yeah. So I don't even know why. Like, I don't get why Blanche even went to that. Like, if she's not wanted there, don't go there. You know, like, you're the mistress.
Well, maybe.
Why are you going to
maybe
this thing?
If Monster Lawyer was. I'm going to just call him that. If he was going to, like, you know, continue with the charade, maybe she wanted to be there to go, hey, motherfucker, let's be real. That never happened.
She was there to call him
maybe
out.
Maybe she was
going
to be
publicly.
There to call him out, yeah.
Yeah, and that's why the press was following her. She
was leading the press
she
there.
She was like, I'm going to call this guy out, whatever.
Right.
Monster Lawyer.
Monster Lawyer, you're going to get away with
me.
Shit.
Oh, Monster Lawyer sighed. My penis is made of rocks.
And it's not hard. I need to get rocks off.
So then,
penis made out of mud.
Silly putty for nature.
Is that mud? Okay. Is mud silly? Nature silly putty? Okay,
no, that'd be silly muddy.
Oh, so sorry. I'm sorry. And so
I think you're thinking of quicksand.
That's pretty shit. That's what jism is. Just quicksand.
Me shoot quicksand. Where are you going? You sinking in me jism.
You sinking in my vagina. Oh.
His vagina just a big quicksand.
Don't move.
Don't freak out. You sink faster in Monster Lawyer's quicksand vagina.
Yeah, you have to like throw a rope on a tree branch and pull yourself out of that
vagina. Tree blanch.
A tree blanch.
Thank you.
Yeah! All right.
Yeah. Tree blanch. Oh man.
I'm so stupid. Sorry.
And so then like Gil's like, no, the Golden Girls are like, they start arguing. They're like, like, you know, they call each other hussies or something. And then Gil gives a speech. Where's his wife? I don't know. Maybe it was that old lady standing next to him. The extra that I overreacted. The little lady with the I don't know. Maybe that's...
That, and then there was a lady behind him. The young lady behind him that was just like...
I liked her. I liked her. I liked her because she wasn't... She was just like... Into the... She wasn't like... Oh my god! Like the other people were. She was just like, oh shit. Or she knew because she's a secretary, you know?
Could be, yeah.
Yeah, his wife, he just comes out with a wig and I'm like, I'm his wife.
I'm Mrs. Monster Lawyer and me support husband.
Me support husband at all times. And so he says that he wasn't honest. That Blanche was the one that that convinced him to be honest. And I don't know if we talked about this, but when he was like looking at this into the camera and he's like, sorry, Blanche. Did we talk about that?
I think we talked about it.
Good. So then he says that he has another secret because he wants to be completely honest. But he is mild-mannered housewife. He was a mild-mannered housewife for 20 years, named Anna Maria Bonaducci.
Danny Bonaducci's Danny original wife, by the way, from the Partridge Family.
She was
Shirley Jones.
That's Danny Bonaducci's original wife.
Yes.
Oh, she's been through a lot.
She has been through so much.
They got divorced. I believe it. Danny Bonaducci, he probably fucked some weird stuff in his day.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
He fucked Monster Lawyer.
He fucked Monster Lawyer. Definitely.
In both genders.
Yes.
Yeah, in both genders. That's Danny Bonaducci's his wife. That's why he's not around.
That's why he transgendered. He did not want to be married to Danny Bonaducci anymore.
Right. So he's like, I'm a chick. I was born with tits, and you're gonna have to accept me. And so when Sophia's like, what'd I say?
Yeah, she's like, I told you.
I could sniff out that vagina, that quicksand vagina. And everyone's like, and then Dorothy was like, Ma, how did you know? I can't you look at his nose? He's Italian.
Oh, Sophia.
Sophia.
Oh, you. That's what I love about 80s sitcoms. There were so many womp womp moments in the writing. You can never get away with that today unless you were doing it ironically.
This episode, one of the best wah-wah moments.
A lot of wah-wah moments.
Yes.
All right. And so I think we did it, guys. We recapped the episode.
Yeah. And then they're all friends at the end again, of course.
Oh, yeah.
The last scene where they hug each other.
They hug each other and Blanche admits to being a whore.
A lot of things were hugged away at the 80s.
Yeah.
Transgender weirdness.
Rose completely, I forgot to mention this, Rose completely confused about transgendered people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, where do they get the parts? What are they made of?
Do they test them?
Do they
test them? Right. That was a nice,
Nice little Rose moment.
Nice little Rose moment, but I don't know. Maybe they're ahead of their time. Ahead of their time. We usually, so this comes out, let me see what day, so you can, sorry guys, it comes out in 1 week, this comes out on the 11th of November.
After my birthday.
The day after your birthday.
Yay.
And so do you have any shows coming up after that date that we would like to promote?
Well, if anybody is listening to this in the Anchorage, Alaska area right now.
Ooh, we have Alaska listeners.
Yeah.
Well, fantastic.
That's where I was born.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, this week then, starting yesterday and continuing to this Sunday, I will be with Allison Weber, my wife, at Chilkoot Charlie's in Anchorage, Alaska. So come on out and see that show. And you can also see me or see my site, flipisfunny.com.
And where can people find you on Twitter?
At Flip Schultz on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook. And I have a podcast, too. If you go to whatsfordinnerpodcast.com, that's my podcast.
Yay. So check them out, listeners. Super funny.
And thank you, guys.
Genevieve, where are you going to be after the 11th or...
All right. Well, Anthony and I are going to be on a Scruffy City Comedy Festival in Knoxville, Tennessee. And we're actually doing a live thank you for being a podcast on Saturday at noon at the Pilot Light. They're going to be serving... we'll have guests coming up. We'll announce those later. But we have they're gonna be serving cereal and booze all day.
Wow.
Yeah,
like tricks with Mickey's combined.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will there be monster lawyers there?
Always. It is Tennessee.
And make sure you try the drinks with the booze.
Because we'll just be there like in handcuffs.
Exactly.
And they'll be having like a trial.
Monster lawyer defending him.
Yeah, yeah. And then Elma McBeal as prosecutor. Yeah.
He's going to lose because Elma McBeal will get him.
Yeah. Because the jury will be like, aww. And where can people find you on the Twitters and stuff?
I'm at Genevieve Rice on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.
Yay. So. Check her out.
Yeah.
And I'm on Twitter as well. I'm at Anthony DeSamito. And that's also Instagram. And I'm, so I'll be at Scruffy City. So that's what I'll be doing that weekend. And then November 18th, I'll be at Stand Up Scottsdale.
Yeah.
Doing some sort of contest or something. and so along with our individual Twitters, the podcast also has a Twitter. Is at Thank You For Being A Podcast. But as an acronym, at TIFBAP, TYFBAP. Also at TIFBAP on Instagram. And the next episode, if you're following along, is season 3, episode 8, titled Brotherly Love. And you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook.com/ thank you for being a podcast, or any other platform you use to listen to us today. Thank you and have a beautiful day and or night. If it's like the sun setting and you're in that middle day night area. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Gonna stuff a chicken. Gonna stuff the chicken. Like my mama taught me. Like my mama taught me.